This week in the Missouri Senate, we review two of the bigger items from the 2021 legislative session.
We'll never back down when it comes to protecting our families, communities, and also our constitutional rights.
Joyce Floyd could have easily been me.
Missouri senators started taking a renewed look at criminal justice reform 6 years ago. Since then, a number of public hearings have been held, including a lengthy hearing held by a special task force in late 2019. From this work, legislation was crafted for both the 2020 and the 2021 legislative sessions. Missouri Senate President Pro Tem Dave Schatz of Sullivan says public safety was a big part of this year's regular session.
Among some of the accomplishments are the Second Amendment Preservation Act, pay raise for county sheriffs, expanded mental health services for police officers, and also the Law Enforcement Bill of Rights. Enact common sense policy accountability reforms such as banning chokeholds and tracking officer disciplinary actions.
Initially, there were two major pieces of legislation designed to address police reform in Missouri. After introducing Senate Bill 60, Senator Brian Williams of University City says his proposal was added to Senate Bill 53.
I think about Michael Brown, Breonna Taylor. They should be alive today. That was a focus for me. Now we have an opportunity to ban chokeholds, hold police officers accountable. It went even further now and become a criminal justice reform package.
Among the issues still unresolved is what is commonly referred to as FRA, or Federal Reimbursement Allowances. These are the dollars allotted to hospitals under Medicaid. Missouri Senate Majority Floor Leader Caleb Rodden of Columbia says the annual FRA extension was contained in Senate Bill 1.
We're going to pass an FRA. We know we have until September 30th to pass it. Clearly, we would like to have figured out a better way to get through that logjam. But at the end of the day, at a special session, at whatever time that is, we'll get the thing done.
An attempt to extend the reimbursements through next year was made in other legislation as well. Missouri Senate Minority Floor Leader John Rizzo of Kansas City says both the FRA and Medicaid expansion remain unresolved for now.
It'll be interesting to see how the governor does his calls, exactly what he calls us back on, and obviously after July 1 that, but ball is definitely in the governor's court.
The legislature adjourned sine die, or with no appointed date for a resumption, on May 25th this year, since May 30th is a Sunday. By law, the governor has until July 14th to sign, veto, or let legislation become law without a signature. This will include the 13 bills that comprise the fiscal year 2022 state operating budget, which has to be signed before the next fiscal year starts on July 1st. With some exceptions, most new laws will take effect on August 28th. Lawmakers plan to be back in Jefferson City for the annual veto session in September. And remember, you can follow these and other issues facing the Missouri Senate, plus see a complete list of truly agreed to and finally passed legislation by visiting our website, senate.mo.gov. Reporting from the state capitol, I'm Dean Morgan.